Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back, folks. Have you ever known a heart surgeon could be an expert in complementary medicine? Well, we are truly delighted today to have Dr. Jerry LaMole, who is boarded in both conventional cardiac thoracic surgery and comprehensive integrated surgery. He's going to provide some insights into some of the common diseases and how lymphatics and inflammation seem to be the underpinning of almost all our diseases. So, Jerry, what are lymphatics and what kind of fluids or tissues do they carry?
Well, Rob, good morning, and it's great to be talking with you again. And I just wanted to go over this this lymphatic profile, which is very unusual. It's not really well known, not even among physicians, but it's a third vascular system. Just like the arteries and the veins, we have lymphatics. And what they do is clear the cell fluid. The tissue is surrounded by fluid, each cell is, so that we can they can exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen and foods, and then their waste materials can be excreted through the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system so basically is a clearing system. It doesn't have red cells in it. It's thin fluid. It's got protein. It's got other ingredients. It's a clearance system, and it's also the warehouse for the immune system. So all the immune cells are stored and wait for messages from the rest of the body to go send out and take care of bacteria, infections, cancer cells, etc. And they are the warehouse for these immune cells, which can set up an inflammation in our body. So it's a very, very intriguing system.
I'll bet you a lot of people don't know this, including many physicians, that they just sort of take it for granted that you have lymph nodes.
Exactly, because we always learned, in, as you know, in medical school, well, cancer travels by way of the lymphatics. What does that mean? You know, and so they take lymph node biopsies, and then when they do, say, a radical breast, you can get lymphedema of your arm because the lymph systems have been cut off. And it's just taken for granted, but it just does, this system just does such a fabulous job cleaning our and detoxifying our system and also setting up our immune system to counter any bacteria or cancer.
Well, let me take those thoughts a step further, because when you were lecturing in London at the Royal College of Physicians, you brought up one of your hallmark statements, that inflammation is the benchmarks of most chronic diseases and can actually affect our DNA.
Exactly.
How did you come to that realization?
Well, I mean, it's well known in the basic science and in the cardiovascular basic science research areas. And what actually happens is that 60 or to 80% of our chronic degenerative diseases, by that I mean heart disease, cancer, arthritis, the chronic aging processes is related to inflammation. Now, inflammation is a good thing in the sense that it shuts down any intrusive bacteria, or inflammation will isolate an area of disease. But if it's chronic and then no signal is sent back by way of the lymphatics, I might add, sent back to the areas that are producing these stressors, great inflammatory chemicals and cells, then the inflammation process becomes chronic, and that's when it starts destroying cells and changing the cell configuration. For example, inflammation is always involved with free radicals, oxidative stress, and when that happens, if the oxidative stress occurs in the cell wall, cell membrane, then what happens is the cell becomes either leaky, things can get into the cell that shouldn't be there, or things come out of the cell that shouldn't go out of it, so that you have changes in the cell membrane. If indeed the free radicals occur in the nucleus and change the proteins, they can change the DNA setup in your nucleus, which then can set up what we call oncogenes, which are tumor-producing cells, shut off the genes that protect us from cancer cells or bacteria. So what it attacks, what the free radicals attack, depends on what disease is expressed. And it's important to have antioxidants to neutralize these oxidative stressors. And oxidative stress is something that we can see every day. If you cut an apple and you let it sit there, it turns brown. What happens is the oxygen affects each cell so that the cell becomes oxidized. They steal electrons from the membrane. And when that happens, the cell membrane is damaged. And that's what you see when you see an apple turning brown. And if you put a little vitamin C on it, put a little on top, you'll see that it will stay white. And that vitamin C it donates the electron and neutralizes the damage.
So squeeze a little lemon on your apple lying around.
That's right.
Well, that sort of makes it pretty obvious, because you wonder, how can someone who's a former cardiac surgeon and as a holistic guru get involved in after cancer care? Because your book After Cancer Care, which you wrote with Drs. Mehta and McKee, is just knockout. It tells people that cancer is a chronic disease and you can take care of it. Can you share a couple thoughts about that?
Yes. What as you may know, as we talked in the past, perhaps, I was interested in lymphatic clearance of the heart because I was involved in the first transplant program in Houston that did the successful transplants back in 69 and what 68, 69 actually. And what I noticed when I left, I became the chief of cardiac surgery at Temple University, and we did an experiment and several experiments on monkeys. We noticed that if we ligated, tied off the lymphatics of the heart and fed them a high cholesterol diet, they'd develop atherosclerosis. So the idea was that the lymphatics clear the cholesterol from the arterial wall. And then in looking at in that naturally, the same thing is true with cancer, that unless your lymphatics are clearing, constantly clearing the toxins from your cell fluids, you're going to set up a situation where the immune system is asleep. It's dormant in your lymphatic system. It's not responding to these attackers. And what happened very vividly, very vividly 2 years ago, friends of mine had cancer, good cancer care, but they did not get good post-cancer care. They were kind of just left waiting for the other shoe to drop. And we figured that it would be a good time to write a book saying very definitive things and lifestyle changes that you can do to improve your lymphatics. So I got two of the best people I knew, one a research oncologist from California, Dwight McKee, and the other the head of integrative oncology at MD Anderson at Camden, Pallav Mehta, and we wrote this book together.
You know, it's interesting because good care, good medicine is actually universal and not specifically just one organ. And you've also been involved with Your Health Solutions. And I just want to put a plug in that Your Health Solutions is an individualized, independent health program that anyone can go on the internet and get individual answers. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jerry, but you started this.
Well, I helped Chris Conway start this with seven other physicians, all specialists in their fields of diabetes, cancer, arthritis, areas that you know can be helpful in specific professional people running, giving information in those areas. Yes.
Well, you know, I say I may be the wizard of eyes, but you are certainly the wizard of everything else. And I want to thank you for being a part of the program, Jerry, and I look forward very much to having you back in the near future because obviously your wisdom needs to be heard by a much broader audience.